The Revelation. That name means unveiling or disclosure. And it's the Revelation, the last book of the Bible, that explains how things on earth are going to end and how things in heaven are going to begin. But more importantly than the how is the who. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. He will guide all things to their appointed ending and then establish the new heavens and the new earths. Notice how the writer John describes our Lord. Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Listen to how John describes Jesus. First of all, he says, Jesus is a faithful witness. If you want to know what God looks like, then just take a close look at Jesus. No one has ever seen God, but Jesus has made him known, John chapter 1, verse 18 says. Jesus is the one who testifies on the Father's behalf. The Greek word witness is the word martys. That's the word we get martyr from. For Christians who have or are going through persecution, Jesus is the model of how to stand firm and never compromise the truth, even in the face of death. John says Jesus is not only the faithful witness, he's the firstborn from the dead. Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. He was buried. The third day he rose again according to the Scripture. That's great news, isn't it? That's the good news. And it gets even better. All who have trusted in Christ will pass from death to life. One day, absent from the body, we will be present with the Lord. So John says Jesus is a faithful witness. He is the firstborn from the dead. Finally, Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the world. Human history tells the stories of empires that rise and fall. Nations clash in war, and one is named the victor, not always the noblest nation. But behind the chaotic events of history, the believer recognizes that Jesus Christ, who chose the way of obedience and humiliation, has in fact been exalted to God's right hand where he sits as the Lord, ruling over the rulers of earth. His second coming, from one point of view, is to be understood as making manifest to the world the sovereignty which he already has. Lord Jesus, many events are going on in this world that seem out of control. There are times when we are fearful and afraid of the way things are turning. But today, we are reminded in your word that you are in complete control. You're the ruler of the kings of the world. Our trust and our confidence is in you alone. And we pray this in your name. Amen.